You're listening to SBS News.
Peter Rolfe's partner, Stephen Dempsey, was murdered in 1994. He was shot with a bow and arrow, a killing Mr. Rolfe believes was, among other things, in poor taste.
So I'm thoroughly convinced it was a gay hate crime.
Many people have long been suspected to have died in gay hate crimes throughout the 1970s, 80s and 90s around Sydney. New South Wales Assistant Police Commissioner Tony Crandell acknowledges bashings were not rare.
There is evidence that I am aware of to show that there were elevated instances of violence aimed at gay men and lesbians in particular, but also other members of the LGBTIQ community. There was a massive confluence of factors in society, no doubt in the New South Wales Police Force, and no doubt throughout many other government and non-government agencies.
An extensive New South Wales police review has now investigated 86 suspicious deaths around Sydney at the end of the last century. Of those, 8 cases have been confirmed as gay hate crimes, with another 19 suspected cases. The Unsolved Homicide Unit is investigating 23 cases that remain unsolved. Assistant Commissioner Crandell has told a press conference fresh information is needed to proceed with them.
We found that there was no further investigative opportunities to progress any of those cases without fresh information coming forward. So it's really appropriate that all of you people are here so that we can get any information possible to be brought forward about those 23 unsolved cases.
The findings have been widely welcomed, but for some people personally involved in the matter, questions remain. The review, for example, concluded there was no evidence Stephen Dempsey's case was motivated by gay hate bias. Mr. Rolfe says he is disappointed.
It's very frustrating, very, very frustrating. I've had a pretty good relationship with the New South Wales Police Force over the years, and I'm going to ring a couple of them when I finish here and find out what the hell they're talking about.
The AIDS Council of New South Wales has welcomed the findings, but Chief Executive Nick Parhill is leading calls for further scrutiny into the criminal justice system's handling of the matter.
There needs to be some sort of independent parliamentary or independent inquiry, and we believe the New South Wales Parliament is the place for that to happen.
The review has also offered recommendations on how the New South Wales Police can improve the way they investigate potential gay hate crimes. That has also reignited calls for a formal police apology. Samantha Biniak-Brooks, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.